one of my brothers was working in the locker room, and so my mother asked him to take me over there so I could caddy and make some money. And that's what I did. And I was thinking, well, I'll be back in school. I can do this for a little while. But little did I know that when I first got there, I ended up being there for 19 years. You know, I was the only caddy down there that didn't mind and always wanted to go up to the kitchen and wash dishes and wash pots, because it was really fascinating to me just to see those guys cooking. So I made up my mind that I was going to be a chef even then. So what I did something that was so unusual that really helped me up until today. I counted how many positions it was from washing dishes to the executive chef, and there were 10 positions. So I said, I'm going to get a promotion every 6 months. I'm going to work hard enough. So I had my 20 slots on a piece of paper, and I had it pinned to the wall in our little outdoor bathroom there. And I would mark on my chart when I got a promotion. And then I would turn the light off, and I would sing Chuck Berry song, Johnny Be Good, and I changed it to Clayton Be Good. And I would sing, and I would dance. And then the next morning, I'm at it again. And I became the executive chef in not 10 years. In 6 years, when I turned 19 years old, I was the executive chef at Vestavia Country Club.
And so take us on that path. So you're 19. You are the man at the in the kitchen. You are in charge. You're the executive, right?
What happened was that I wasn't going to be the executive chef. I had worked toward those positions one at a time. And so each time I get a promotion, you know, I felt so good. I said, boy, I'm going to be the executive chef, because all of a sudden I could see myself with this hat on. And when I could see myself walking through that, nobody could stop me. Everybody tried to stop me, but no one could. But I had worked myself up to the sous chef, and that was this guy named Frank Cahey, who was executive chef. And he told me one day, he said, I know what you're trying to do. You think you're going to be the chef here. He said, but I'm going to be here for life. He said, I'm not leaving. So, you know, in the back of Trade Magazine, there's, you know, headhunters put articles in there looking for chefs all over the country. So what I did, I wrote one of the best-looking resumes and signed Frank Cahey's name on it and sent it to all of these headhunters all over the country. And he actually thought he was famous. He said, everybody knew about him, but he didn't know that was me that did it.
Oh,
so
wow.
He started worrying the general manager, L.J. Griffiths, and L.J. Griffiths got tired of it. He said, Frank, every time you come to me for raises, every 2 or 3 months, and people want you here, people want you there. He said, if you would die, I would have to get someone else. He said, right now, at this very moment, I consider you dead. And Frank didn't know where he turned white as a sheet. And he said, well, what are you going to do? He said, well, Clayton, he'll take care of things. He said, Clayton, can you take care of it until we find another chef? I said, I'd be more than happy to. That's all I needed. And so they got rid of Frank. And boy, I tell you what, I never turned back. I never even looked back.